Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's The Car Care Show. Denny Long here. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Nick Stoffel runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, as well as his staff there, are ASC certified technicians, master techs. They know what they're talking about, and they prove it. Nick does, anyway, every Saturday morning. Nick, good morning. I hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Thanks for spending some of it with us.
Yeah, good morning, Denny. It's always a pleasure to talk cars on a Saturday morning.
It's a quick half hour, 45 minutes,
so we're quick. And
as you know, Nick, it goes by so quickly. Nick will be with us till about 7:45. So if you're having problems and you need to bring in your car, your truck, your van for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, but you might want to know what could be ailing, you might want to know what you could be facing. Maybe not money-wise, but certainly problem-wise. We'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. You can always call us or text Nick at 651-461-9226. Already this morning, Nick, we're getting responses from our listeners with their texts. Again, the holiday was Friday, so you guys were closed on Friday. But has this been an exceptional or kind of a normal year as far as AC repair with customers?
No, I would say it's pretty typical. You know, we did get that hot spell back in May, which, you know, we kind of joke about for us. If it's 90 in May, that's good for the air conditioning business, because typically if we have a cooler lead into summer and such, people get into the later months start to say, you know, it's almost to the end of the year, I can do without. But when it's that hot that early, people tend to think they don't want to sweat through it. So we've been a little bit busier. You know, like I said, the weather obviously affects most of it, and it's been, you know, quite warm again this week. So we'll keep people cool as much as we can.
I was looking at, I hadn't thought about talking to you about this, but I was looking at a video, which I see many, about auto repair. And a mechanic was saying, don't use this stuff. And it was a do-it-yourself refrigerant. Putting it in your system if you think you may have a leaky air conditioning system in your vehicle. I'm not sure what he was talking about, but what would you say as far as that? Because you have a special method when you're checking out the refrigerant level, right?
Well, that and the training and the equipment. You know, I've always wondered why they sell that stuff, especially the systems or the there's little canisters that have the refrigerant with the sealant in it, and that sealant, I promise you, creates more problems than it's worth. It goes everywhere within this system, so it can obviously try to help with some sort of leak, which is 50-50 at best, But the other issue is that the small little fins inside the evaporator, the condenser, can get plugged up with this stuff also, which affects the efficiency. So you may have fixed the leak, but now you're like, well, it's working, but not as well as it used to. But once that stuff's in your system, that's it. Nobody can touch it. So nobody can go back and evacuate it. And you can't clean it. You can't flush it. You're just stuck. So I can't stress, you know, on the air conditioning side of the business, you do not want to use any kind of sealant. Like I said, you know, there's a set amount of refrigerant in our system. So when you're taking a can and just kind of throwing it in there, you don't know how much you're adding, how low you were, if you're overcharging it, undercharging it, and it just creates more problems. So it does cost a few more dollars to have someone look at it, but at least you know you're getting the job done right and preventing any kind of further hardship.
Boy, good point. Again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. Good morning, texter says. They have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has a growling sound. It's a consistent sound of growl. Braking doesn't change the intensity or noise level, nor does acceleration. Well, there's a mystery there. Any ideas what might be going on? It's only got 43,000 miles on it and like new otherwise. Thank you for any thoughts you might have. A growling sound. I know you're just guessing here, but what could it be?
Well, a couple clues. They said that braking and accelerating doesn't change it. So it kind of eliminates the brakes, we're thinking. And also it's eliminating the speed of the vehicle. So if we're going faster or going slower, it's not, you know, it's not like we don't think it's a wheel bearing. Then we start to think under the hood, you know, growling noise. Maybe there's a bearing with a pulley, an idler, water pump, something along those lines, the belt itself. So, I would think if we're hearing this noise pretty consistently, it's fair to say someone should put an ear on it, try to pinpoint what it is. Once you know what it is, you can decide, you know, is it worth the cost? How, you know, what's the priority? You know, the last thing you want to do is have something fail on you and end up on the side of the road. So I would say I would get on somebody's schedule, have them pinpoint the noise and give you their advice.
I'm looking at a text, Nick, because you and I talk off air about that from time to time, and I'm talking about Dan Burns. Is Dan Burns still working at Lloyd's Automotive? The listener wants to know. I don't think that came from Dan. It came from a listener.
Yeah, Dan is not nearly as much as he once was, obviously. But a few days a month he comes in. We still have his toolbox in his bay, and you know, oftentimes if somebody's on vacation or out for the day, he's willing to come and help us out and fill in. And it's honestly, it's great. I told him he can come there every day forever, as far as I'm concerned, because you know he's been a big part of my life. And if he wants to be part of what we're doing, he's more than welcome.
You know what? Maybe I'm thinking about listeners that are going, what is Nick talking about? Maybe we could do just before we take a break, a bit of a history about who Dan Burns is, not was, he still is, and your connection to him.
Yeah, absolutely. So this goes back. I started working for him when I was 15 years old at a service station, an Amoco station in St. Paul, and kind of worked with him and his family through high school. As you know, after high school, I joined the Marine Corps, and once I, you know, kind of kept in touch with him, and you know, upon getting out of the Marine Corps in '98, I went to visit him, and he said, "What are you going to do now?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And he kind of joked that, you know, I was probably a pretty good janitor, having been in the military. So I started sweeping floors at Lloyd's, you know, back in 1998, and worked there up until 2021 when I had the opportunity to buy the business from him. And you know, he's been a mentor and, you know, a good boss, and I still refer to him as my boss. I guess it's, you know, an old habit, but he kind of is still. Anytime I make a decision, I always kind of talk it through with him first, and I'm happy to have him on our team.
Absolutely, and you're carrying on the tradition we've done here on CCO, and we so appreciate it. I know our listeners do as well every Saturday morning. I'll tell you what, let's do. I know we're getting more text as we speak here, so let's do this. Quick break is in order. Inviting our listeners to join in sooner rather than later. Nick will be with us till just about 7:45 this morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here along with Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. I was thinking, Nick, folks that maybe need the assistance of the good crew you have there at Lloyd's, how do we find you? Give us the points here.
Yeah, if you ever do have a question or need some advice before you take it into your shop or dealership, we'll help with the questions. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're out and about on Grand Avenue, as you know, Denny, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. That's 982 Grand. And please do check out our website, which is LloydsAutomotive.net.
I'm going to see you this week, as a matter of fact, for a little bit of an oil change. It's due, so I'll see you in a few with some sweets for the guys. Texter says this, Nick. And by the way, we'll give you that information before Nick leaves us this morning, about 7:45. 2018 Equinox, after having it serviced 3 weeks ago, was told the back brake pads were at 4 millimeter today while braking, an occasional noise in the back wheels. Do brakes wear out that fast is a question.
No, not likely. I would suspect there's a little bit of debris, a little bit of surface corrosion on the rotor surface. You know, 4/32 getting close, but I think on the rear brakes you probably have a little bit of time. The other thought, too, is if somebody quickly looked at the brakes through the wheels or from the outside, they're not seeing both inboard and outboard pad. Sometimes we'll see that the pads wear unevenly, where the inboard pad or vice versa wore a little more quickly. So the one might show 4, but the other one might be, you know, down to 2 or less. So I would think if this noise continues here through the weekend, probably fair to say let's get another look at that and see if anything's changed, or get a full inspection to make sure the inboard and outboard pads are both equal.
All right. Still have time for your car care questions at 651-461-9226. You want to call in and chat with Nick? Great. Otherwise, if it's easier, just send Nick a text, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Nick. My son has a 2020 GMC Sierra truck, 80,000 miles on it. The transmission is shifting early or late. He took it to a private shop. They said he needs a new transmission and converter. Unfortunately, they said there's a long waiting list for those parts. There is no recall on these transmissions yet. They changed the fluid, and that helped the issue. But what do you think his next step should be? I enjoy the show. Thank you.
You know, that's difficult, and unfortunately, from time to time, availability becomes a problem. You know, there might be a particular part number or a component within that unit there's a shortage of, and unfortunately, that makes it kind of a trickle-down effect where, as end user, you're kind of stuck without. And, you know, we had a similar vehicle at the shop this spring with kind of the same situation, and, you know, ultimately the folks decided to trade the vehicle in and replace it. But, yeah, it's really frustrating, you know, because you have a broken vehicle, you know it's wrong, you know how to fix it, you got an estimate, you got an approval, and then it comes down to the part and you can't get the part. So, you know, I would just keep in somebody's ear, get on somebody's list. If it's driving better, that's good news, obviously. But I wouldn't assume that we're okay. So I would get in touch with the dealership and put your name on the list, and hopefully when something comes around, if something changes with the vehicle, it's available for you to get that thing repaired.
Listener wants to know, they don't state any particular vehicle. They just generally want to know, when is it a good idea to get your wheels aligned or front end aligned, and any alignment issues? Is that something that's in your maintenance schedule, or what do you recommend?
Well, it's not in the maintenance schedule. However, you know, upon inspection, if we have tires that are wearing unevenly or abnormally, we want to check the alignment. When we're rotating, we notice something strange, we're going to recommend that we get a closer look there. When we replace our tires, if, you know, as they've gone through a full life, how is the wear and the tread pattern on those tires? You know, and sometimes we'll see that there's some cupping or abnormal wear, and that's, you know, the perfect time to get that straight, because the last thing you want to do is prematurely wear tires out, and that's kind of the purpose of it, making sure everything's straight. But it isn't a regular thing that we would do all the time. But if we see a reason, we're going to recommend it, I guess is the point.
Okay. A listener wants to know, the AC on my older Toyota Sienna goes in and out when it's very hot outside. I've had the Freon checked, and it was not low. Do you have any ideas?
Well, my next thought would be something is shutting the system down. So if it sees the pressure too high or too low, it's going to kind of default and shut it down until it kind of gets back, normalizes. You checked the refrigerant level, so we know it's not too low. Now I wonder if things are getting too hot under the hood, not allowing that, you know, to cool down and keep the pressure where it should be. So I would have somebody look at it again, make sure the fans are working, which is a pretty straightforward point. But the other question would be, is there any debris caught up in the condenser and radiator area of the vehicle? You know, cottonwood, any of that kind of stuff can kind of collect there and kind of restrict the airflow. So if we have poor airflow, we can't cool that refrigerant down, and the air conditioner keeps cycling for that person. So I would say have them clean that out, you know, double-check the refrigerant level, and I suspect that one of those two will solve the problem.
All right. Phone number, same as the text number, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, Let's grab a phone call this morning. Mark, I think I'm getting... Mark, are you calling from Kentucky?
I am.
Welcome.
I moved here from Minnesota, but still listen to your program every week.
Outstanding. What part of Kentucky, if I may ask?
Bowling Green.
All right. Pretty country.
It is. Beautiful.
All right. Well, we miss you, and we certainly miss your tax dollars. But in the meantime, what what can we help you with this morning?
We were alerted to an issue. Our grandson was driving a Honda, and we also drive those, and he had his keys in his pocket and apparently accidentally triggered a function that when the unlock button is pushed and then pushed again and held down, the windows, all windows automatically go down, and the car ended up being flooded. So I just wanted to alert those who may have this function and not even know about it. Might be something to check out. There is a disable function that Honda has added in later vehicles, but some of the earlier ones, they don't have that disabled.
Wow. Interesting. Thanks for that tip, Mark, and thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, too. Appreciate that. It's good to hear from you. Any comment on Mark's call, Nick?
Yeah, no, there are different makes and models that have that feature, and the purpose is as you're approaching the vehicle, you can hold the button down, and it'll roll the windows down if it's extremely hot out, kind of cool it down a little bit before you get into the vehicle. And, you know, I've heard over the years, you know, from time to time where that's happened to people. I've not had a situation where it got full of water, which is more than frustrating, obviously. But, yeah, you need to be careful where you keep your keys. Don't keep them in the car, obviously. But if you have it in your pocket and you're not aware, you know, it's probably worth taking a peek at the end of the night before you leave the car on its own.
Yeah, good idea. If you just a reminder that Nick will be with us here on CCO for about another 15 minutes. So we'd love to hear from you if you have any kind of a car question or ask a technician, whatever the case may be. 651-461-9226. Here's a 2007 Range Rover. The steering wheel vibrates slightly, like if one of the front tires is jumping. It only seems to happen when driving on the highway and when the steering wheel is turned slightly to the left, going around like a left curve. It also seems worse in the right lane, which is typically a rougher road surface. What do you think might be causing this vibration?
Well, I would say there's a lot of good clues there. You know, highway speed, we're slightly loading the vehicle by turning the steering wheel slightly, leads me down to, you know, obviously a tire or even possibly something from one of the wheel bearings. So those types of things that we're seeing, especially at a higher speed, can be quite concerning. So I would, you know, tell this texter that you obviously get that on somebody's schedule, take them for a test drive, duplicate that same drive cycle. You know, you made a great text with all that information, share that with the shop or their dealership, so they can, you know, have the same routine and be able to hear and feel that same jumping sensation. But I would say if you're noticing something that's causing a vibration in the vehicle, that should be a priority and have that looked at. And like I said, I suspect something with one of the tires or possibly the wheel bearing is creating that that feeling.
Now, you mentioned, I know we're going to break for weather here in a moment, but you mentioned giving the technician or the service writer, whatever, as much information as you can. And we've joked over the years in this show, like when guys go to the doctor, they don't tell the doctor everything. They just, you know, I'm just going to tell this guy a minimum thing so they don't go crazy. But the more information, really, it helps everybody.
Well, it's really about time. So the more information we have, the sooner we can resolve the problem. It's less time. Less time is less money. And you're right. You know, people think, oh, if I tell them everything, it's going to cost that much more. And that's, you know, couldn't be further from the truth. If you tell us everything, we can find the problem quicker and get you back on the road.
Very good. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break for that forecast. And when we come back, we'll have another 10, 12 minutes of car talk here. If you have any issues with yours, your car, your truck, your van, call or text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back on this holiday weekend to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick Stoffel is with us. Nick, we still have some folks to help out before we say goodbye this morning. Here's another text. The pads and rotors replaced within the last few months. Were great for a while, but now a repetitive squeak when braking. Texter says, I'm guessing it's probably a warped rotor. Will that ever even itself out? What do you think of that diagnosis?
Well, typically a squeaky noise is obviously some sort of rubbing friction that's happening. I suspect that maybe they need a little bit of lubricant. You know, I would maybe take it back, take them for a drive with you, duplicate the noise. I think they're going to find if they disassemble that and put some of that lubricant on those slide points, that's going to free them up, number one, get rid of the noise, then give you a little more comfort. So I would get on that schedule and say, hey, we have a little noise here, and I'm sure they'll be able to clean those up and get rid of that noise, because absolutely that can be very frustrating and annoying.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a 92 Plymouth Voyager 3.0 with a 3-speed automatic, starting to have hard shifting issues, was quoted $3,000 to $4,000 for a full rebuild. Do you think it's accurate? Also, can anything be done before a rebuild is needed? Someone looking to save a few bucks.
You know, that's tough. Obviously, we'd want to test drive it, try to find some data points to figure out what's happening inside there, if it's a matter that the fluid, if something's hanging up, if we have a valve or a solenoid that's not moving freely, or it's something bypassed. Meaning that the fluid's not being held up because the seals are worn or gone there. So there's probably a couple questions to be had. Unfortunately, there's probably not a whole lot you can do externally to fix that. And the price point, you know, it's hard to say. You know, it's a vintage where even buying something used would really, to be honest, concern me, because that means it's been sitting somewhere for a long time and we don't know the condition or the viability of it. Like, is this going to last very long? So I would probably call around, get a second opinion, obviously, have somebody else take a look at it. Once you have that information, maybe collect a couple more estimates. Be easy on it, you know, to prolong its life the best you can, but ultimately you might end up replacing that transmission, and things can be very expensive. It could very well be a few thousand dollars, so do your homework for sure.
All right. And a question about driving through water. We've seen, of course, we've had downpours here in the CCO land area. Nothing like some other parts of the country. But a listener wants to know about, and they've heard us talk over the years about driving through water. And certainly they can flood the interior of the cars, and it's dangerous no matter what. If we see a standing water, don't drive through it. You never know what's underneath there, certainly. But the listener wants to know what can happen mechanically. Well, you know the interior can flood, but what can happen to the whole engine compartment? What are some of the issues that could happen?
Well, the biggest fear is if a sizable amount of water makes it through the intake of the vehicle. And we've done this long enough. We've seen this where you get those sudden flash flooding points underneath the underpass or something, where a car isn't aware that the water's that deep, and then it kind of hit the body of water there, and the water comes up over the hood. Well, if some of that water makes it way through the air box into the engine, it can quite literally hydrolock the engine, meaning that the water's in there and you cannot compress it, so it kind of twists up the metal inside of the engine, and that's, you know, the end of it. So like you said, you see standing water, you're not, you know, there's a reason why they say don't drive through it, and there's not just the engine, but you know, yourself, the car, you don't know what you're going into. There could be a hole. I mean, nobody knows, right? So it's best to avoid that. You know, and like I said, we've had seen it in the past where enough water makes its way through the airbox that it can actually damage the engine beyond repair.
Beyond repair. Wow.
Yeah, you have to replace it, because once those push rods, pistons, you know, once something gets twisted inside there, it makes a mess of it, and there's not really any coming back from it.
You know, over the years, we've talked, and our listeners alerted us to that as well this morning. As far as overheating, we talked about the intense heat and AC use and all of that. But they remember us talking about if your car is overheating here in the summertime, don't turn on the AC, turn on the heat. You remember us talking about that?
We have said that over the years, and the idea is that the radiator's on the front of the vehicle, and there's a fan, and moving down the road with the airflow, it helps cool the coolant to keep the engine at the right temp. Well, if you're not able to keep up with that, and it's still getting too hot, by turning the heat on, you're blowing the fan through the heater core, which is also cooling that coolant to kind of help the vehicle cool down a bit. So in a pinch, you know, in more late model vehicles, it's probably not going to help a whole lot, to be honest. But in a pinch, you can definitely try it. Put the windows down, turn the heat on, get yourself where you need to be. You definitely shouldn't drive the vehicle like that, because it's not, you know, you're playing two ends of the sword there. And at some point, you're going to overheat the engine, which can cause, you know, cylinder head gasket failure, thermostat failure. It could cause some other issues that can be quite costly. So if you're in a pinch, by all means, you can do that to get you where you need to be, but that's definitely not a workaround that you want to keep driving with.
Okay. A couple of minutes to go in the show, Nick. Tire questions. Let's see if we can get to both of them. Can I replace my tire sensors myself? We get that from time to time.
Unfortunately, with all the tire machine, as we call it, to be able to separate the tire from the rim, to be able to, you know, access that sensor, which is on the inside, there's really no way of doing it. It's frustrating because it's, you know, they're costly. You know, taking apart the tire and the wheel can be costly, and it's just this little light on my dash, but, you know, they're there for a reason. And like I said, it's without having the right tooling equipment, you can't do that at home.
And they're run off batteries, right?
They are, and there's not a set life on them. There's some vehicles that we never seem to have to replace them. There's others where, you know, it's one of them that seems to go bad. So there's no rhyme or reason. But I'm a big believer in it because, as we know, our lives have gotten so busy. You know, we don't take the time to check our tire pressures or check our oil, and to have some of these sensors in place to notify us when there's a problem saves us a lot of trouble in the future.
One more. I think we have time for one more tire question. Let's see if I can simplify this. Listen, it's a good question. As far as buying over the years of the life of a car, I buy different tires. But on the door jamb there, it has the cold PSI temp is what they're asking. Does that apply to any brand of tires I buy?
Yes. So that is kind of the manufacturer's set PSI for that vehicle. No, I would tell you, you know, a lot of times people think it's too low, and in some cases that, you know, that can be an opinion, and to be a couple pounds different isn't bad. Now, on the side of the tire, there's a number, but that says max. That means that you don't want to go higher than an amount. And I would tell you to make the best tire wear and tire life. That number inside the door or just a couple PSI higher keeps you within that window that you're not affecting the tire wear. You get too much air in there and it balloons up, you're going to wear the center of the tire. They get too low on pressure and you're going to, you know, the way it hits the road, you're going to end up wearing the outsides of the tire. So you want to keep it right in the middle there to keep the tire going down the road flat to keep the wear, you know, longevity is the best you can.
All right. Well, we got to head out of here on this holiday weekend, Nick. Thanks for joining us here. But for folks who need the help, the assistance of Lloyd's, tell us how we can find you.
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, please don't hesitate to call. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And finally, please do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Nick, thanks so much. I'll see you this week, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny. Happy 4th.
And you as well. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.